Some people who may wish they had at least temporary hearing loss this time of year are retail workers. We set out to find people who spend full work days in shops or restaurants listening to the sounds of the season over and over and over.
At a Macy's department store here in Washington, D.C., we found Darwin Rowell, the man who set up the store's first Christmas display before Halloween.
We are pretty much got everything done by the second week in October.
The holiday department has been jingling bells for 2.5 months, but it only started to get under Rowell's skin when the Christmas carols started pumping through the entire store last week. How does that make him feel?
Not very Christmassy.
We also heard from plenty of current and former retail workers on our Facebook page. Listener Karen Dillahay from Duluth, Minnesota, spent the holiday season a few years back working at Old Navy. She told us the same songs would play on a loop 5 or 6 times during every shift.
At first, it was kind of fun. It's like, oh, well, it's Christmas songs. You expect to hear them fairly often. Then after like your 4th, 5th day there, it's like, oh, sweet God, I can't stand this anymore. You hear it in your sleep.
Not everyone working the holidays turns into a Grinch from the incessant ho-ho-hoing and rum-pum-pumming. Jaleesa Carroll says it makes her shift at TJ Maxx sugar plum sweet.
You're like, well, this day is kind of dry, but then the Christmas music comes on, you get to smiling and greeting the customers, and they're all like, Merry Christmas. We're like, Happy Holidays.
Coffee chains all over have been selling holiday-themed drinks with some Yuletide musical accompaniment since before Thanksgiving. Nikita Jackson works at Caribou Coffee. She agrees that the music affects shoppers, but maybe not in all the best ways.
It gets them in the mood, and you know it's already the shopping season, so it gets people going around shopping, spending more money than what we should be.
As far as how it affects the workers who have no choice but to hear Rudolph's life story over and over and over again, well, Jackson says it makes her look forward to the big day even more.
When they started off in like mid-November, I'm like, come on, guys, at least let us get through Thanksgiving first before you start playing off Christmas music. So by the time we get to Christmas, it's like, yes, it's finally here.
Only 7 more days, Nikita.